Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing the Vice President of Communications, Zebulon Carlander. The Youth Atlantic Treaty Association is a network of young professionals and academics who are interested in international security policies. YATA consists of 36 member organizations, or so-called national chapters, all of which are the youth wings of established NGOs in their respective countries. These NGOs act as the national chapters of YATA's parent organization, the Atlantic Treaty Association. YATA's vision is to be the leading youth network to foster the values of democracy, rule of law, liberty, peace and security, and to reinforce the transatlantic link as defined in the North Atlantic Treaty. I'd like to thank you for doing this interview, and I'd love for you to begin by telling our listeners more about yourself along with the significance and the impact of the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association.
Well, thank you very much, Magdalena, for hosting this interview and for being on the board. So, like you said, my name is Zebulon Carlander. I'm from Sweden. So, you know, Ulrik, who you spoke to last time, you know, he's from Denmark, so we have a special relationship with Denmark. But yes, I'm from Sweden. I live in a city called Linköping, which is approximately 2 hours from Stockholm, which is our capital city. And I've been interested in security and defense affairs for quite a long time. And although Sweden is not a member of the Transatlantic Alliance, we are a close partner with NATO. I would actually say that Sweden is the oldest partner of NATO, dating back to the founding of NATO, where we played a special role when it came to the defense of the northern flank, and we had some secret cooperation. But the impact that YATA has, I guess, or the impact that it has and it aspires to have, is to basically highlight security from a transatlantic perspective to youth today, both students and young professionals, and try to get them to become involved in YATA, to become involved in transatlantic security. Usually these days, I think people don't necessarily take a transatlantic view to security, which is why I think YATA has an important role to play, because together, Europe and North America pack a significant punch, so to speak, and we do have a lot of resources combined with our values that means that we can project a lot of power together and secure our interests much, much better when we are acting in unison. So that was a long-winded answer to your question.
Yes, and now, Zebulon, I do want to mention that it's a complete honor to have had the opportunity to meet various delegates and representatives of YATA during our 62nd ATA General Assembly. It also is a complete honor to have been selected to serve as the Secretary General of the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association. I'm really looking forward to working very closely with our executive board, with you, and with our team. And we obviously have been focusing on implementing a strategy and a plan over the next year as members of the executive board. With that being said, what would you say are some of your plans over the next year as YATA's Vice President of Communications?
I can mention just two things that I and the board are prioritizing right now. And the first one is to update our website. Or should I say to make the YATA website great again, because it is a bit dated, and I think that there would be of great benefit to YATA to see it look more up-to-date, basically. So that is a priority right now, and we are working on two different versions. As you know, we're picking which one to focus on, basically the template, and hopefully we'll be finished with that within 3 months or so. And that is important because the website is how the outside world perceives YATA. And that is why we think it should look professional. It should be easy to navigate and to understand what YATA is, different YATA chapters, how to engage with us, how to connect with us. And secondly, I guess, from a communications perspective, I want us to basically reach out to more people through our different platforms on social media, And we're looking at ways of doing that. So basically creating a strategy that we can follow. But as anyone that has followed our Facebook page or Twitter account these past few weeks, we're trying to have more videos. We're trying to share more content that is made by the national chapters. And hopefully, when my term is over as VP for Communications, we'll have a significantly larger following. I guess that is the basic objective.
I strongly agree with you. Obviously, in terms of reaching out to a wide range of youth and young professionals and people, having an implementation of a strong social media is essential to the success of any organization, any association that provides the opportunity for people to engage in important dialogue and discussions pertaining to peace and security, transatlantic issues. And I think that with our executive board, we have so many different skills and talents that each member of our board brings to the table that certainly over the next year, I'm really looking forward to seeing these projects come to life. And I recently had the chance and the opportunity to go through two examples of websites that you created and that you are working on. So for all of you guys tuning in today, what I would encourage you all to do is if you want to obtain additional information about the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association, I highly suggest that you go on the website and look at the content and do your research. If you have any questions about involvement, then by all means, as the Vice President of Communications, Zebulon would be more than happy to answer any questions from a communications perspective. Another point that I want to touch is obviously this website will come to life within the next 3 months or so. So for all of you guys tuning in, do go back to the website and do check out some of the updates. Do follow us on social media. As Zebulon mentioned, we are active on social media, Twitter. Follow us, and that will provide you with an opportunity to see some of the work that is currently being done, along with some of our most recent updates. And another point that I do want to mention is the fact that elections took place on Tuesday, October the 11th, during our 62nd ATA General Assembly. This year, the NATO Association of Canada had the privilege of hosting the ATA General Assembly in Toronto at the Weston Harbour Castle. Can you tell all of our listeners what it felt like to be elected to serve on the YATA Executive Board for this year?
And it was a great honor. I'll be honest that I wasn't surprised that I was elected, given that there was nobody else running for the position that I was running for. So I figured my chances were pretty decent. But that being said, you know, it was a great honor, and especially, you know, it felt like a big privilege because, you know, I really care about transatlantic community, and being in the YATA board is an excellent platform from where you can support the transatlantic community to make it stronger, to make it more resilient, to basically be able to navigate through the difficult times that we are currently in. So, it was a great honor and privilege, and I was very happy, obviously.
And now, in addition to the YATA elections, you also attended the 62nd ATA General Assembly. Can you tell all of our listeners what that experience was like for you?
I really enjoyed it. So this was my first time in Canada, you know, so it was, yes, that was very exciting to be in North America. As someone who is quite romantic about the transatlantic community, you know, in a sort of way, you know, that was very awesome. And it was very interesting being at the GA, meeting so many Canadians, including you, and getting the Canadian perspective on security issues. And of course, during the panels and so on, it was, you know, great to hear how Canadians and Canada, you know, in the form of the foreign minister and so on, thinks about security issues, defense issues, and how we can move the transatlantic community forward. And I also enjoyed speaking with the people that were there. So I learned quite a lot about Canadian history and Canadian politics from those discussions. So I thoroughly enjoyed it, Madalena.
Absolutely. And I want to say that it was definitely a rewarding experience for me to serve as a project manager of our 62nd ATA General Assembly.
Well, you did great. Sorry, but you did great, actually. I forgot to mention that. So you did a great job.
Thank you.
I can imagine it was pretty stressful, but, you know, it went smoothly.
But one of the biggest highlights of the ATA for me this year was definitely meeting all of the representatives. There, we had so many representatives from different, all of the different IATAs, and also having the chance to engage and talk to a few of the previous members of the executive committee and the executive board of IATA definitely provided me with an opportunity to learn more about the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association, while also networking with the various delegates and diplomats that we had this year. So definitely, it was definitely rewarding to have all of the delegates, diplomats, government officials, and representatives of IATA all attending and all being in the same room. So Zebulon, with your experience coming to Canada and your experience attending the ATA in Canada this year, what would you say were your most memorable moments while in Toronto?
Well, I guess being elected should be pretty high on that list.
I do want to also mention that for all of you guys tuning in, our elections did last a few hours, and we did elect, obviously, our executive board. And what you guys need to understand is a lot of these representatives, and especially those who have been selected to serve on the executive board, you guys all have so much experience in terms of your academic backgrounds. But in addition, you also have valuable professional work experience. So with this year's executive board, I can say that based on the discussions and the meetings that we've had to date, you guys tuning in definitely will be pleased and impressed with the work in terms of execution and delivery that will take place this year. And I think that the beauty behind the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association is we have our executive board, we have people who have extensive experience working in, you know, in various NGOs, in the public sector, in the private sector. So with all of that experience, you can definitely engage our youth in terms of leading and establishing a strong youth network that values and reinforces that transatlantic link. So with all of your experience and your expertise, what would you say, Zebulon, are points that you want to leave with our listeners when it comes down to getting more involved with IATA?
You know, that is a great question. And obviously, the first thing you should turn to is your own ATA chapter, or in the case of Canada, to NATO Canada Association. So that is a great way to start. But you can always, and we are looking into different ways right now in the executive board, in different ways that people can engage directly with IATA International if they don't necessarily have a IATA chapter in their home country and they cannot necessarily start it up. But, you know, I think you can, I mean, what IATA is a group of people that want to improve the transatlantic alliance and transatlantic security. So, you know, anything within that pretty broad circle of area, I mean, you can do pretty much anything. So you can engage on social media, you can tweet with us, or you can tweet a post that we find important. We might retweet, you know, and engage on Facebook. We have a group on Facebook, which is our name. Yes, I'm not sure if that is a satisfactory answer, but basically, you know, you can, you know, your imagination are your limitations in the ways that you can, well, not only engage with IATA, but also engage in the discussions about transatlantic security. So it's a bit of a broader answer to your question, but that's it.
Absolutely. And Zebulon, for all of the listeners tuning in, what would you say is the best way for all of the young professionals and the youth interested in engaging further to contact you? So in other words, what is the best way for listeners to get in contact with you?
But, you know, I'm a very active Twitter user, not to brag, which is actually pretty un-Swedish to brag, but I've tweeted with Obama, so you can just go to his account and you can scroll down to...
Yeah.
Few ways. find me there. So Zebulon Crowdlander on Twitter, if you want to tweet.
Okay, wonderful. Zebulon, thanks so much for chatting today. I, again, look forward to working with you more as time progresses. Are there any final words you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I'd just like to say, and to all Canadians listening, now thank you for your great hospitality. When I was and we were in Toronto doing GA, I mean, this goes for Canadians broadly. I mean, that I felt it was very... I mean, all the people that I met in Canada were very nice, good, decent people. So I really enjoyed it, and I look forward to going back. I don't look forward to the flight, but I look forward to going back to Canada. Thank you very much, Magdalena.
Wonderful. Thanks, Zebulon.